You know, the Ku Klux Klan was coming in over there, and they was trying to raise hell around Gunnison there and make it miserable, and they was trying to raise hell with us up there in the cattle outfit. And even some of the guys that was, their folks owned the cattle, but still they'd go up there and fight us guys, make it hard for us to get clean up the cattle in the fall, you see, and get them out. Mm-hmm. And so they come over there, and so coming over, they was from Gunnison. It'd take them all day, you know, from the ranches over Gunnison, come clear over across there on horses and take them all day. They was talking about what they's gonna raise hell with Pete and I, you know, and with Ku Klux Klan stuff. So we got the boys saw me down at the corral, and a couple of them, and so they told me what was up. They said they're gonna, another three or four of them other guys are gonna try to raise hell with me and about the cattle. Try to keep us from getting clean in the cattle out, see? Mm-hmm. So, they don't know where they're gonna ride. So I give them sections of the country, the farthest part over, to shove them towards the main trail out and get them started and clean as we come, you know, towards the outlet or over the main trail. Mm-hmm. They went over there and you see a bunch of, well, they just set the dogs on them. They didn't try to get them out. Mm-hmm. They just run the cattle all over hell. So, come in, I said, well, I had, I put them out in pairs, you see, two of the guys together. And I was alone. I went up on the side of hill there, and I had a big glass. I could look all over the country, you know, magnifying glass. And I could see what they're doing. So, next morning I said, well, where are we going to work today? I said, listen, you guys, you're going back here and you're going to ride the same place you rode yesterday. And I said, you're going to bring those cattle out of there. And I said, and the first guy that I see setting his dog on any of them cattle, I'm going to kill the dog. Mm-hmm. Well, they went back out, and they had got a bunch, and they was up along the road holding them, and two of the boys was down along the edge of the creek, like a high bank there. Oh, a bad place in there. They had a cow and a calf and a couple of wild yearlings, and oh, they're sitting up there holding that bunch of cattle there, and I don't know, four or five guys. The damn dog comes out. They got the cattle, these cattle up there pretty close, you see. This damn dog comes out and goes to barking, and I never tried to call that dog back, see? Well, the stuff broke away from him and went back around the hill. Well, these two boys went back there to get him again, but that time I got over there where they're at. And so we come out there with the three of us come out there, and old Jerome, he was one of the guys who was with me there, and so he was riding for the DNRG outfits, Cattle Association, comes out of Peonia, Somerset, down in that country there anyway. They'd come up there and get over the drift fence, you see, and then it'd be mixed up and when we separate that way, we always, some of us rode one way or the other, so we had any cattle, or we'd shove them through back through the drift fence and take them with us home. So that damn dog come out and I hollered at him, I call that damn dog in. Oh, they just sat up there, they wouldn't do anything, wouldn't do nothing. Old Jerome says, kill that son of a bitch. I just reached down. He just laid over like that, just deader than hell. A good 100 yards. Well, I couldn't have done that in 100 years.
Oh, boy.
Again. But I don't know, I hit the spot. You know, them guys from that on, they just rode and they got the cattle out. We didn't have a bit of trouble anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything just went long night.